I'd like to call the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, City of Tomball, Texas, for Monday, June 9th, 2014, to order. The time is now 6 p.m. Item 1.1, election of chairman and vice chairman. On May 19th, 2014, the City Council appointed Harry Byrd to fill the expiring term of Michelle Beauvais and reappointed Daryl Rockmore for another term. Commission elections are held after yearly appointments, so at this time, I'm going to open the nominations for a position of chairman, but first I'd like to welcome Commissioner Harry Byrd to our group. I look forward to working with you. So, nominations are now open for the position of chairman. Are there any nominations?
I nominate myself, Evelyn Torres, for chairman.
I nominate Barbara T.
All right, thank you. Okay, would anybody like to make a motion to, if there are no other nominations, to cease nominations?
Sorry?
If there are no other nominations, would someone make a motion to cease nominations?
Motion to cease.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion or anything? Okay. Are you going to put any in? We have Evelyn Torres and Barbara Tang nominated for chairman.
Go ahead and take the vote.
Oh, you're right. I didn't do that. Okay. First, let's all enter your vote for the motion to cease nominations. Sorry about that.
Motion carries,
okay.
6-0.
Motion carries.
5-0.
Pardon?
5-0. Sorry. Stuck on the last board.
Okay. Now, are you going to be able to enter it in?
Yes, you will.
Okay. What we're going to do is call out the person's name for the position of chairman who's been nominated, and then you'll enter your votes, and then we're going to do each name individually. And the staff will record it. That's the only way they can record it through the new system. So, Evelyn Torres is nominated for chairman. If you'd please enter your vote now, and then hit confirm.
Evelyn, you will have to vote.
Evelyn,
oh, I'm sorry.
Evelyn.
Just
you got to vote for yourself. All right.
Motion fails 3-2.
Okay. Barbara Tate's nominated for chairman. If you'll enter your vote and confirm it, please.
Motion carries 3-2.
Thank you for your vote. Now we need to have a nomination for the position of chairman. I'd like to nominate Daryl Rockmore.
Vice chairman.
I'm sorry. Did I say chairman? Is there any other nominations? Would someone like to make a motion to cease nominations?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. If y'all will please enter your vote on the motion to cease nominations.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Congratulations, Commissioner Rockmore. Okay. Item 2.0, public comments and receipt of petitions. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. If you'd like to speak on any matter on the agenda, please state your name and your address before speaking. Is there anybody who'd like to speak? Do we have anybody?
I think most everybody wants to speak.
I know. Okay, perfect. Staff, are there any reports and announcements to be heard?
Not at this time.
Okay. Item 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 12, 2014. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion? Please enter your vote now, seeing no discussion.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Item 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve First Presbyterian Church of Tomball, a subdivision of 2.7578 acres of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, being a replat of unrestricted Tract B and lots 13, 14, 15, and 16, Block 3, replat revision 1, 929-1978, Tomball Hills Edition, Volume 279, page 111, MRCH, one lot, one block. Staff, could we please have a report?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed by engineering and planning for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on the review, engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat. Just for informational purposes, I have been informed that they have come in the past to start platting this property, but they've never made it before the Planning Commission. They've stopped before that point.
Okay, thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record? Are they present?
No, ma'am. It does not look like it.
Guess not. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jim Reinhardson, and I live at 17340 Horseshoe Bend in Waller. I don't really live in Waddle, but that's a field. That's where the mailing address is. Mm-hmm. First Presbyterian Church, we've been going there for about 5 years. The reason we're looking to build an extension on the project is we've done some strategic planning, and we realize we look at the influx of new people coming into the area, and we look at the amount of people that are unchurched. And it's our objective to reach out, to bring the unchurched people in and have them follow the Lord's word. We've gone through the process. We haven't fully decided the size of the building yet, but it will be a tribute to the subdivision. It'll be a tribute to the community, and we're excited about it. I will add one other item, if I might. Before we moved up here from Clear Lake, I was the president of the Bay Area Youth and Economic Partnership for 15 years, and I can say with total honesty that a church of this caliber with a fellowship hall for the community to use and the neighborhood to use will be a plus for everyone. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Does anybody have any questions?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The public hearing regarding First Presbyterian Church of Tomball is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:08. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Is there anybody who'd like to speak?
Could you please turn up the volume?
You still having trouble here? Is the volume not up? Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's better.
All right.
Good evening. My name is Bob Anderson. I bought the first house that was built in that subdivision in 1979 and lived there ever since.
Excuse me, sir. Could you state your address, please?
31126 Antonia Lane. The church moved in sometimes in the 80s. I don't recall just when. And this is about the second or the third meeting that we've had concerning these lots that they want replatted. I talked to their pastor today, asking what their purpose of replatting was, and he said that they need more parking space and a building for education and something else, I don't recall what. And I suggested that they sell two of the lots that face Antonia Lane on north side, and that would still give them more than 2 acres of property. And he said, no, they don't want to sell any land. But my objection to replanting is, this is the first step in rezoning for those lots. I have been told that the church is not very sound financially. Now, that's neither here nor there as far as I'm concerned. But this would be an ideal way for the church to make a substantial amount of money if they were to have it replanted to a 1 acre, I mean a one area of 2.75 or whatever acres of land as commercial property when 249 is finished. I'm afraid, as are a lot of our neighbors, of what would move in there if it were commercial property. Now, I realize that's in the future, but my guess is as good as the pastor's, because he said he's not going to sell, and I said, but he can sell then and have it changed. And I haven't talked to anyone that's in favor of this. The letter was received Thursday, is when I got my copy of it. And it did not mention any of the people north of Zion Avenue, or Zion Street. If this is, this does come to pass, their portion of it is going to be affected just as much as ours will. Property values will, on our side, will decrease substantially. I hope you guys, before deciding this, give it some consideration and look at it from a homeowner's prospect rather than prospect of a convenience matter for the church. And that's about all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak regarding this request? No, ma'am. I'm sorry, Mrs. Whitaker, but we can't allow that. Apologize. Is there anyone else who would like to speak during the public hearing?
She can speak at the public.
You can come up and speak at the podium if you
wish. She can't speak at the public hearing. She can't ask questions.
Right. You cannot ask questions, but you're welcome to speak at the public hearing. I'm sorry. I meant you cannot ask him a question.
Mary Whitaker, 404 Baker. I think the last speaker, and maybe I was wrong in hearing, but he said that we were in doubtful financial position. I'm being treasurer. We are not in any doubtful financial position. Thank you. And I think when he asked about other people in the area, I think by law we're only required to inform the people who would be directly affected, and that's within so many hundred feet. And that was what we did.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who would like to speak regarding this request by First Presbyterian Church? If so, please come to the podium. State your name and address.
My name's Ken Birchfield. Address is 31122 Antonio Lane, Tomball, Texas. Back in 79, Bob was there, and we came shortly after that. We grew up basically with Tomball. Seeing how Tomball's changed, though, in the last years, it's become more of a political situation than what we were used to. In fact, when people came, used to come to Tomball, if they weren't from the area, cops would follow them around and make sure they didn't get out of line. My children used to ride horses over there to when they first opened up the eating joints, you know, McDonald's. They used to ride horses to McDonald's. We used to ride horses over there on the college campus. A lot's changed then, since then. And a lot of it I see is not too well. We've had one business came in and bought some lots of, basically just exactly like the church did, residential lots. And instead of using them for residential, they used them for their business. Ended up, you've got a lot of people right now in that that their lots border that business, and they're really not very happy because it changed the what it looks like, the whole thing, and what it looks like, as well as a lot more noise in the backyard, and they can't do anything about it. Plus, it devaluated their property. A church shouldn't devaluate people's property, but unfortunately, the way this meeting set up, as far as rezoning, if you rezone the church to basically make it all commercial property, take off the boundary lines, make everything one big seven. How big did you say it was?
It's 2.78 acres, and we're replatting. We're not rezoning the property.
I'm talking about replatting. If you replat it, it's the same thing as rezoning. You might as well rezone it because you replat it, you take away the boundary lines. It's all commercial. They're not going to go back to residential. They're going to go to commercial. And if they sell off to someone else, people do it all the time. This is just a standard method of operation. I've lived all over the country, and it is a method of operation. You buy lots at a cheap price for residential. You turn around, rezone it, make it commercial. You made yourself a lot of money, and you stand a profit from that. And what I'm saying is, from a church standpoint, if it's a church, let them get out and go out and spread the word. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Birchfield. We appreciate it. Thank you.
They can find and build another church somewhere else, you know.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for speaking. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Please come to the podium, state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Paul Hurst. I live at 32934. No, that's my business. I'm sorry. I live at 903 Tall Pines in Decker Prairie.
Okay. Could you spell your last name, please?
H-U-R-S-T.
Thank you.
I became an elder at this wonderful little church this last year. I joined the building committee. We foresee this little church growing. Like Tomball's growing, Northwest Houston's growing, our little church needs to grow. We have acquired this property a number of years ago. We have maintained it, and we have building plans right now. We have hired people to drawing up plans. We have no intentions of selling. We're not going anywhere. Our little place on 249 is awesome, and this is how we want to grow our congregation. There are times that people do not want to see change, and they find reasons why it could be detrimental. But the fact is, we have been a very good neighbor to the Homeowners Association, and we will continue to do so. For our little church to be sustainable, we need to grow. We cannot be that little quaint little building on the side of the road. We need more area for classrooms, so we can have a youth group. We want to grow our church. We had our first vintage car festival that we invited all of the community to come into this year. We have so many great plans. Just like Tomball's experiencing growth, our little church wants to grow. We have a seed planted. We want to stay right where we're at. I understand the homeowners' considerations. However, our plans are not detrimental to them. It will only enhance the area. We will beautify our grounds. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding the matter? So please state your name and address.
Dennis Bell, 31215 Antonio Lane. I'd like to thank the church for being a good neighbor and hosting us. We appreciate that very much. I think it's important that the church grow and be viable in the neighborhood. There's a lot of conflict within our homeowners association, and this will affect the HOA. It's been a short notice, and the HOA has not had a chance to discuss the issue. We wish the church had came to us and discussed it. That would have really helped in a lot of the discussions we're having in this meeting right now. But I think it's necessary to support the church and let it grow. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak regarding this matter? Please state your name and address.
I'm Mary McKenzie. I'm with Hovis Surveying. My address is 10314 Pecan Hollow. We're the surveying company working with the church on the platy. And I just wanted to make a comment that on the plat, at the face of the plat, we're saying that the property is restricted to church, or the lot's going to be for church use. So I just wanted to let them know that I think that if they went to sell the property in the future to do commercial, it would have to be replatted. Is that correct? That may ease some of your concerns. I just wanted to make that point to let them know that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the matter? Please come to the podium, state your name and address. All right, if there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:21. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Before we second that, can we discuss this?
Not till after we have a motion and a second. So, anybody who would like to second it?
Second.
All right. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Anderson?
I'd like to talk to Mr. Anderson, direct my questions toward Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson, could you please come to the podium?
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to discuss with the church at all about their building plans for these lots?
I did, today.
Today?
Yes.
Did they show you any elevations, any architectural plans for these? None at all?
We didn't discuss, I asked him what his plans was, and he said he needed to make, or they needed to add parking and build this building for education and whatever activities they've got. One thing I forgot to mention was that church sits diagonally on that parking lot, and there's more room behind it than there would be with the four lots that are on Antonio Lane. I don't know why they can't put the building back there and we have room for the parking.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you. That's all I have.
Is there any other discussion or questions?
Yeah, I do want to discuss. Lori, I explained about the replotting. So if this goes through and they want to sell the lot, then they want to come back, they have to come back to the planning and zoning to get it.
If they want to change the use for any purposes besides what land uses are allowed within the SF, I believe this is SF9 district, they would have to come through planning and zoning through for a rezoning or a CUP or a conditional use permit or a PD, depending on what they wanted to do. And planning and zoning and city council would have to approve any other land uses that were available for that site.
Right, regardless of whether or not it's replatted tonight, it's still got to be rezoned for it to be used anything other than single-family residential District 9.
Is there a street that goes through that, or is just...
There are no streets that go through the property.
So they're going to have some kind of fencing and whatever they're going to do?
Being in a residential district, they'll have to comply with the zoning ordinances, which is the office district standards, so they have deep setbacks from any residential structures or any residential property lines.
Yes, Commissioner.
But that relative to replatting, if they don't re, I mean, if they replatted, is it still residential property, or?
It is still.
And are there any exemptions for a church?
The land use is allowed within any district in the city. Churches are allowed with any.
Regardless of whether it's.
Do they have to come forward with it for a CUP?
No. It's permitted by right in any district.
So regardless of whether it's residential or commercial, it doesn't matter. So the notion that it's actually going to be reverting to a commercial piece of property once it's replatted is sort of gray, or is that a true statement?
I can't speak to the future and what somebody would want to do with the property. It doesn't mean somebody wouldn't request a rezoning in the future to a commercial, but that is up to.
But that would have to come before.
Yes, it's not just a straight change.
They couldn't just sell it and somebody build a plant there.
Correct, they could not do that.
Right, if they sold it, it would still be limited to only those uses that are allowed in SF9.
As it occurred, after it's replatted even?
Even after it's replatted.
Okay.
So it still would remain residential?
Correct.
Right.
All right. Is there any other?
One last.
Go ahead.
What is the property that the physical church is on right now? Is that residential?
It is part of the original subdivision of Tomball Hills, but I believe it was a reserve that was allowed to have commercial rights by their covenants, but not by the city zoning ordinance.
What is it zoned?
It's SF9, I think.
SF9? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's really been grandfathered in.
Churches are allowed in any district, so
right.
Their location of their structure would be grandfathered in if they were encroaching any setbacks, but they are not at this time.
Okay.
The covenants were updated and changed.
So at this time, the entire property would remain residential, other than the church itself is on a reserve, but that reserve right now is being utilized technically as residential.
The reserve is still zoned SF9.
Yes,
right.
It's still SF9.
That's what I'm saying. So
it was
still
just
residential.
It was written in the plat how that stuff could be done prior. And so
prior, okay.
So once it's replatted, how do you tell what's SF9 and what's residential?
Right. It is all SF9. Single family 9 is a residential district. All the property, the lots, every single lot.
So how do you tell where the exemption for the church is and where the residential
doesn't matter?
There is
no exemption you have to worry about because the church is allowed by right in any district.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's according to the code.
But if the church went away, it would still be zoned single family residential.
Yes.
And they could
regardless of their
board.
Commercial reserve.
Right.
There you go.
They still
have to come back to the city to.
Okay, right. That's what it was looking
that's
for.
The key.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And still have to go through the process with us, and then therefore from us, then the recommendation we made would have to go to council for anything to be done.
That, right?
Okay, is there any other discussion or questions?
Can I ask a question?
That's up
to you. Yes, sir. Please come up to the podium.
Dennis Bell, 3125 Antonia. With the unrestricted right of that lot now engulf the rest of the lots?
What was previously done was prior to zoning. Mm-hmm. For the city, those don't come into play. We go by the zoning ordinance and the zoning of the property. That's okay. How we restrict the development.
Would the existing covenants of Tomball Hill still apply?
The plat has language on it that says specifically this plat does not
attempt. Yeah, that actually doesn't apply to replatting, I believe.
And frankly, we can't render an opinion on whether or not those covenants still apply.
Right.
I haven't read them.
The covenants have been updated.
The covenants are a private contractual right between the parties, and the city is not involved.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
But then let me express that there were covenants involved, and the covenants are updated, and those are not currently listed in your report.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at covenants.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. All right, is there any other discussion on the commission? Any questions?
I'd like to talk to somebody from the church.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to talk to somebody from the church if somebody's here representing the church.
Commissioner Anderson has a question for someone from the church. If you could step up to the podium, state your name again, please.
There's no math involved here, so.
Good. Okay. And your name again, sir?
I'm Reinhardt.
Are there any plans currently thrown up for this property?
I'm sorry.
Are there any plans for development drawn up for these property, you know, architectural plans?
We have some preliminary renderings that we're working on now. We're trying to decide the size of the building. I could give you a quick recap of what we expect to see in the building, if that will help.
Yeah. Please.
Please do.
Okay. It, It will have a fellowship hall for groups to meet, including the homeowners group and other community groups. It will have a large kitchen for church events. If we have an event now, a special Thanksgiving dinner or something, the way it works is we have to take all of our pews out, move them somewhere else. We break some, we rip some carpet. So that'll be a fellowship hall and we'll have four Sunday school classes. We'll have a kitchen. We'll have a food pantry. And that's about what it will be. There'll be some storage in there too.
Okay. You understand these people's concerns that they're worried about having a parking lot across the street from where they live?
Well, it's a parking lot now. I mean, it's been a parking lot since...
I understand, but... For these four lots, their concern is the development of these four lots.
Their concern is...
That they... What I'm understanding is they want these lots left residential. So that...
When we submit the plan to the city, that information will be on the plan. We haven't gone to our congregation for official approval to move forward yet. But our primary objective is to be a good neighbor. We've been a good neighbor, we'll continue to be a good neighbor, and I would speak on behalf of our session that if these folks would like to come visit us one day, we'll be glad to tell them what we're doing. We want to be good neighbors in the whole process, and I'm sure they want to be good neighbors in the whole process.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you very much. 5.2, consideration to approve JTS subdivision preliminary plat, being a subdivision of 6.4483 acres of land situated in the John M. Hooper survey, abstract number 375 of Harris County, Texas, and being out of and part of a called 6.598 acres, as described in deed recorded in clerk's file number S026292 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision of plat has been reviewed by engineering planning for compliance with the existing ordinances of the city of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. Provide tax certificates for Harris County and City of Tomball with all taxes paid. Note 6 is not needed on the plat. Note number 5 covers it. Add 30 feet dedication along medical complex and move 35-foot building line to conform. All signature blocks and dedication language will need to be added. Show existing utilities, and the plat fees were underpaid by $45.14. These fees will need to be paid with the submission of the final plat. Engineering and planning recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with contingency.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. Bird. All right, is there any discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries 5-0.
5.3, consideration to approve Alexander Estates preliminary plat, a subdivision of 70.3574 acres of land, and being a partial replat of Tomball Greens Unrestricted Reserve C, as recorded in FC number 440128 HCMR out of the Elizabeth Smith Survey, A70 Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, this plat was withdrawn, so there's no action required on this item.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was easy.
That was. Okay. 5.4, receipt of capital improvement of capital projects, comments and recommendations from Planning Zoning Commissioner for City Manager consideration regarding budget of 5-year CIP 2015-2019. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, I will try to be brief. It does have a lot of slides, but hopefully we will get through them quickly. This is the CIP report, project status, proposed projects, and
the slides are on the screen
and
behind
and ongoing
you.
Projects for the engineering from the engineering division. This is the update on the current 2014-18 CIP projects. We had the 10-year master plan update that you know that was approved by Council for Land Use, and we'll have the impact fee soon. We have the Medical District Sidewalks, Hirschfield Utility Extension, Medical Complex Segment 3, M121 Drainage Channel, Rudolph Road and Utilities Phase 1, Huffsmith Water and Gas Improvements, Drainage Master Plan, and the Downtown Sidewalks. The 10-year master plan, as I said, you know it's moved forward. Medical District Sidewalks were completed in March of this year, and we were under budget. Hirschfield Utility Extension is ongoing by city crews and should be done this summer.
Medical, I'm sorry, you said it would be done when?
This summer.
This summer. Okay, yes. I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason. I don't know if it's the mic.
Our mics never work well on this side. I don't know why. I'll try and do better. Medical Complex Segment 3 is currently under construction. They have a 365-day contract, barring any weather or other constraints during construction. M121 West Drainage Channel is currently under design. We are working with the other jurisdictions, as I said earlier, and we are still in the process of acquiring some pieces of property. M121 East is currently under design. No construction is planned at this time.
Can you close the doors? Thank you, Lori.
Rudolph Road and Utilities Phase 1 has been designed, but there has been no funding allocated to construct this project, which just goes to Boggs Gully down to Huffsmith Road. Huffsmith Water and Gas has been designed from the railroad tracks to the bend. Sorry, I had to get my bearings on it. It is, and no funding has been allocated for construction at this time. In the comprehensive plan, we are in the process of finalizing the drainage master plan, and we hope to bring this to council at the next meeting to have them adopt it. Essentially, they have already adopted by adopting the infrastructure master plan. The drainage components were included in there, including the land use and the population assumptions. For livable centers, we had no projects for this year. Community additions were the downtown sidewalks. We are currently in the process of evaluating how to move forward with either doing maintenance repairs or possible reconstruction for the three blocks from Walnut Street to Pine Street along Main Street. This is the proposed projects for the 15-19. It's a lot of projects. I'll try and go through it quickly. And they're done by ranking order priority 1, 2, and 3. The first one is the relocation of the State Highway 249 utilities. This is due to phase 2 of State Highway 249 coming from 2920 north to Montgomery County line to move forward and relocate our utilities that it could possibly conflict with the construction. M118 drainage and detention basin south of Holdreth Road is included in here. We do know that TDEC is funding it, but just in case something happens, we do leave this on as a proposed project in case the city has to put any funding to this construction, but we hope to start the construction sometime this year. M121 East Drainage Channels, it's currently under design, and we are waiting for funding to continue the extension of that channel facility. M124 is a ongoing project which is fairly large and requires coordination with Harris County Flood Control District, and it is a large project. The money that we have allocated or we have proposed to set aside is just to start some land acquisition, nothing more. M118 drainage and detention basin north of Holdreth Road, a section of this will be constructed by the TDEC funding, but to consider moving forward for development on that site to come through, or medical complex segment 4 to come through, this project would need to move forward. FM2978 water and gas loop with sanitary extension is proposed. This was a new project to help encourage development to come into this area of town where we have a lot of land without utilities at this time. Medical complex segment 2 is considered on the plan, and this is to help tie the connection between 249 and Calvert to keep the medical complex with the bridge overpass over 249. Priority ranking 1 for the comprehensive plan includes the medical district specific area plan. The comprehensive plan identified this plan to be part of their short-term goals for the area to help have an overlay district essentially in the area. Same with the Downtown Plaza Master Plan. It was to help further the depot concept and create the livable center that's created from the livable center's downtown plan. And we proposed some funding for this project. The 10-year master plan priority 2 rankings have Smith Water and Gas to continue with the construction and possible minimal redesign for the layouts due to the change of the status of Huff Smith from a minor arterial to a major arterial. Zion Road sidewalk reconstruction was added a few years ago. As you know, they've had some failures in the area, so this project was recommended to hopefully cause those failures in that sidewalk. Comprehensive plan, the major thoroughfare plan and context sensitivity solution policy. The last time our major thoroughfare plan was updated was 2009. We do need to consider updating that in the future for any changes that we see due to major thoroughfares that are changing. What am I looking for? The way they're laid out with how development is coming through and evaluating the best east, west, north, south thoroughfares through the city. The sidewalk pathway park and trails master plan is a plan we propose to implement to help design where we want trails, identified when projects come in, sidewalks, parks, and have the connectivity through the city for all of these things. The 10-year master plan priority ranking 3s. Medical complex segment 4. There was very little, just a little for design and a little possible land acquisition to move forward, just to set alignment and to possibly, if development decides to come through, make sure we keep that alignment set. And the same with segment 5. Rudolph Road and utilities phase 1, since the design is complete, this project is proposed to continue to improve from Huff Smith to Boggs Gully. Lawrence Street and Johnson Street realignment. This project is proposed due to the conflicts with the parking lot being in the middle of the right-of-way and to help align the street to allow connectivity and have the parking lot not interfere or impede traffic flows. Zion sidewalks east of Quinn Road were proposed in years past. In the past, we've done a sidewalk project that got people from Rudolph all the way up to the schools, and this was to help connect the other two subdivisions in the area. South Persimmon Improvements is a proposed project. It's an extensive one. It's $12 million, but that will allow connectivity and open a lot of land for the development with the extension of water, sewer, and gas and the street improvements. Comprehensive plan ranking 3 is the medical complex specific area plan. This is to establish specific zoning standards for this area. The wayfinding sign plan, which was proposed in the comprehensive plan and as a part of the livable centers, to identify where the signage should be placed within the city. Priority 3 for livable centers was the street reconstructions in the downtown area, including Cherry, Commerce, and Market. And this has been included as a medium range project from the comprehensive plan. And the last few projects I'm going to go through are ongoing ones that come and go, but they always seem to be there no matter what happens. M124, we obviously have it on the list for different reasons, because it will alleviate drainage and floodplain and help over on the western side of the city. We have M116. Nothing is planned at this time, but of course it is a drainage channel that will alleviate the flooding that happens on Persimmon and take the water over to Huff Smith Corville. We have the J131 drainage area, and this is for what we used to call the tourist property. Mm-hmm. All that drainage just has nowhere to go with a channel that hasn't been defined, but we do see development coming through and they want to get over there, so this project has been proposed in the past. And this year, this current fiscal year, we only had one project approved, which was the downtown sidewalks, and this is the end of the presentation.
Okay. Could I have a motion to, I'm going to now open it up for discussion, request comments regarding the engineering's proposed 5-year CIP plan. So, anybody have any discussion items? I actually do.
Okay.
The downtown plaza master plan.
Uh-huh.
Can we move that down in priority? Because the person that owns that property is fixing to develop it, I've been told. The city does not own the property at this time.
That's correct.
And where's the other one?
You would like that moved to a priority three?
Yes. And then the flooding, you said, for the flooding project for over there off of the old TERS property?
Yes.
Could you move that up?
We currently don't have that project as a list. It's just an ongoing
it's
one that comes and goes, but
one
we don't have
working
it.
On?
We could add it if you would like.
Because if the Peck Station, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call that project, is going to be being built, this is going to directly impact the drainage, isn't it?
They actually, I think they're on a divide where they drain in a different direction. They've got that mm-hmm. maintained, but a future development may be affected. And if that brings on future development, it
Well, I think it is, because I know that we're supposed to be having several companies looking at doing some things in that area.
Okay.
And with that getting started, it might behoove us to move that up on a priority ranking.
Okay.
Or however you want to put
Where
it.
Where would you like it? It's not currently on the list, but I can add it. What ranking would you like it? All the drainage as of now is ones.
One would be fine.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any comments or reclassifications they'd be interested in doing for the plan? Alrighty. May I have a motion then to recommend the 5-year capital improvement projects list with changes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who said second? I'm sorry.
Second.
Oh, thank you. All right, is there any discussion on that? If not, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 5-0.
Perfect. All right, adjournment. Is there a motion to approve? Y'all want to stay here another hour?
No.
I want to stay, right?
You want to stay? Okay. Y'all bring in lunch, dinner, breakfast. Is there a second?
Second.
All righty. Please enter your vote now.
Motion
the meeting is now adjourned. The time is 6:47.